Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lock by Lawrie Wyman and starring Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. There's a well-known saying that travel broadens the mind, in which case the British Navy must have within its ranks a bunch of the broadest-minded matlows afloat. They are, of course, the crew of HMS Troutbridge. Even on a simple journey from A to B, they habitually call it the remaining 24 letters of the alphabet en route. And they still hold the proud record of 13 weeks, 27 ports of call, 4 refuelings at sea, and 6 completely filled logbooks for the trip between Portsmouth and the Isle of Wight. Of course, since then, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, the navigating officer, has begun to get the hang of it, and now, having just managed to get to France and back, he's feeling rather pleased with himself as the ship approaches Portsmouth.
Well, there you are, chap. Portsmouth dead ahead. Now, what do you think of that for navigation, eh? No comment. Pertwee?
No, sir, me neither. Not till we get a bit closer.
What's the matter? It is Portsmouth, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that's Portsmouth. At the moment.
And just what is that supposed to mean?
I think Mr. Murray means we've still got about 5 miles to go. Thereby constituting the further hazardous your dubious navigational.
Eh?
With you at the helm, sir, we can still finish up and go off a flow.
Well, I like that.
Yeah, possibly you do, Mr. Phillips, but the rest of us would prefer Portsmouth.
No, very funny. That's all the thanks a chap gets after a chap has slaved over a chap's chart all a chap's day. And worn a chap's pencil down to its little bit of bungee. Taking a chap's admiral all the way across the Calais and then bring a chap's ship and the rest of the ship's chaps all the way back again.
No, Chief, I think we've upset him.
Now, don't worry, sir. I'll have one of the chaps on the ship to do a whip round the ship's chap and tap the chap to chip in some chips from the chap to give to a chap on a ship trip.
Come again?
Not perishing long.
Forget it, Chief. He's just looking for sympathy.
I think you're both being jolly unfair to Leslie. I mean, have I or have I not just been responsible for delivering the Admiral all safe and sound to Calais?
You have, sir. And thereby hangs another tale.
Such as what?
Such as we were supposed to have taken into Dieppe.
Oh, Clang.
Yeah, quite.
So you might remember that next week when we had to go back and pick him up.
Now, would you mind concentrating on taking us these last 2 miles into Portsmouth?
Certainly, sir. You see, you can't do without me, can you? Mm. Now, with the sun over the yardarm and the wind in the willows and allowing half a length at 1 11 3, plus the sum of the squares on the other two sides, 5 and 4 won't go. So I borrow one, except in February, because they've got 29. Yeah, quiet, please. Leslie's navigating.
Yeah, that's just it, sir. You don't have to. Portsmouth Harbour entrance is dead ahead.
Now, don't quibble, Chief. All we need now is, left hand down a bit. No, but I said left hand down a bit.
All right, sir. Left hand down a bit and start the flow. Welcome, careful drivers, any minute now, it is, sir.
Who did that? Is somebody trying to overtake?
No, sir, not anymore.
Bridge, number one speaking.
Oh, good, you are at home then. Starboard lookout here, sir, leading Seaman Goldstein, Captain. I thought you might like to know, you just dropped one.
Dropped one?
I thought that would surprise you. Figure of speech it is, really, see? Meaning a clanger.
Goldstein,
so in your case, you haven't so much dropped one as copped one. Leastways, you will have done once he comes aboard. That is, if you're daft enough to pull him out.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, you don't have to apologize to me. Save it for the chap in the water. And I'd start now if I were you, because once he's out of it, you're going to be in it.
Goldstein, what are you talking about?
Well, the customs officer, of course. You just knocked him tax over excise clean off his official law.
Did you say customs officer?
That's right, up to his neck in the drink. Duty free, of course. Oh, you should see his face. He looks like a cocktail cherry with a peaked hat on.
Josephine,
I... Whopping, my dears. At least he would be whopping if he wasn't too busy treading water. I don't know if you've got anything to declare, but he certainly has. And they're all four-letter words, too.
Now, look here, Josephine.
I can't. I'm too busy looking here. Fascinating sight it is. Oh, you know, his bright red face has just turned bright blue. Take a tip from me, sir. If you've got any French smuggles stuffed down your right-hand sea boot, I should cruise around for a bit before you pick him up. Give yourself a chance to dump it overboard, see?
Now, there are times when I think this ship must belong to the Welsh Navy. Yes, what now?
Just a thought. If he makes any arrests amongst the senior ranks, don't forget I'm long overdue for promotion. Ta-da, see you in jail. That is, if you're allowed visitors.
You know, it's jolly odd. I wonder how he knew. You what, Mr. Phillips, that I stuffed all my French smuggle down your right-hand sea boot?
But really?
If that custom officer finds it, I could be court-martialed.
I don't see why. He'd never think of looking for my smuggle in your sea boot.
It's just the same. You can darn well take it out and stuff it down your own sea boot.
Beg your pardon, sir, but it's all the same to you, sir, and it isn't to me. I'd much rather he didn't.
Why not?
Because that's what I've hidden my smuggle.
Who said that?
At a rough guess, sir, I'd say it was our blue-faced bather, Bellerin, from the Billowy Brain.
Boys, on the bridge! You with the driver's hat on!
Sorry, Mr. Customs Officer, man, did you want, sir?
Oh, stop, Mark! But seeing it was your perishity, what knocked me into the pinch, I was wondering if you'd care to give me a lift.
Certainly. Which way did you want to go?
Upwards and out of it!
Here, we can't get him on board, sir. We're loaded with smuggle.
Sorry, mate, we're full up. There's another one right behind.
Now, be quiet, Chief. We can't just leave him there. Stop engines, Chief.
Stop engines, it is, sir. Permission to leave the bridge, sir.
What for?
Because while you arrange for the customs bloke to come up on one side of the ship, sir, I have to arrange for an echolot of illegitimate, alien, illegal, tax-free red ox to be dumped over the other side.
Permission granted. Oh, and, Chief...
No worries, sir. Two right-handed sea boots officers for the use of will abandon ship Wolverine.
Hello, Matters Mess, this is one. Abelson Tiddy speaking.
Tiddy? Here, have you finished washing, drawing and pressing that customs bloke trousers yet?
Oh, I've finished with them. I reckon he has and all.
Aye?
Well, Chief, either he's only 4 feet tall... or the customs are taken to wearing knee breeches.
What? Tiddy, you great West Country Chinese laundry chuck out. What have you done?
I haven't done anything but his trousers have. They've shrunk.
Drop them. Don't touch them anymore. I'll be right down.
How very rude. You never said ta-ta. So, that's something you have to learn to put up with, Abelson Simpson. Chief Petty Officer Pertwee is coarse and common. But it don't matter because he's also got a damn good right hook.
Oh, no. I've really heard about him ever since I joined the ship. All the lads have said, what Pertwee? He drops you in it when you're not looking and belts you on because you are in it.
That's the chief.
Where are you, Teddy? You are, man. He comes in, no nothing, thick on straight Cornish cloth.
Correction, this is the chief.
Eh? Here, who's he?
Oh, I Abel Seaman Simpson, chief.
Oh, are you? Well, you're on default this tomorrow.
Eh? What for? I haven't done anything.
No, but you probably will have by then. Now then, Teddy. Look, where is this horrible customs bloke's horrible trousers?
There, chief. Horrible shawl. They're mini flats. He'll never get into them.
You're claiming we'll have to. We've got to get him ashore.
Well, if he goes ashore, he knows he'll get arrested.
If he don't go ashore, we'll get arrested.
Well, what of it? You had all the ships smuggled, dumped overboard as we came in.
I did, Tiddy. I did. Well, practically all of it.
I see.
You don't.
I do. You dumped everybody else's smuggler overboard except Chief Petty Officer Pertwee.
A pure accident. I was merely trying to help the lad.
So are mine's all gone.
And mine.
But the chief doesn't.
It never does.
Not quite, no. No, I reckon the quicker you all got rid of yours, the quicker you'd all be safe. That's why it's a personal sacrifice for the whole crew. I stood aside and let them ditch all their smuggle at the harbour entrance first.
And what happened to yours?
Unfortunately, the last minute... I got called to duty and never got the chance to either man over the side.
Yes. And also because you found the best hiding place.
Precisely. Oh, no, this one will have to go. You'll have to go. He's a sight too bright, he is.
Eh? I've only just finished my training, Chief.
Oh, no, you haven't. Navy trained you, maybe. But Pert, we trained you, ain't.
And take it from me, Simpson, there's a heck of a difference.
Exactly. Yeah, do you realise, you two? Whenever one of Her Majesty's ships approaches Pompey from foreign parts, the rumour spreads around the crew. Watch it, lad. Watch it. The customs will have you. This time, there won't be the barnacle upturned. They're going to strip you down to your bulwarks. Almost immediate, a tidal wave sweeps into Portsmouth Harbour, caused by 100 tons of red-hot smuggle being dumped arably just outside.
I don't remember the customs coming on board before.
Of course not. It's a rumour, you see, to make the lads dump their stuff. Mind you, it works best on a troop ship. There are more of them. Don't me. You should see them pongos sling their stuff over the side. It's not the GPO parcels office at Christmas.
Well, how do you know?
I happened to be on a troop ship once, lad. Yeah, and it was me what started the rumour. I'd rigged a boarding net all round the ship to catch the loot.
Well, I don't reckon it's fair.
Lesson one, when Pertwee does it, it is. Pertwee's been at it since Drake's drum is no bigger than a tambourine.
Well, if it's been going that long, there must be a good few thousand quid's worth.
A few thousand quid's worth of what? And where?
Well, smuggling. Dumped in the drink outside Pompey Harbour from ships that didn't have a Pertwee boarding net to catch it,
right? Blimey, shades of Captain Kidd. It is. What did I never think of that? Now look, what we've got to do is get that customs blood off the ship double quick so the rest of us can get ashore, right? So you get on with your ironing. I've got a lot to do.
Dear Chief, before you go, where have you hidden your smuggle?
It is now parceled up in the ship's post office, stamped OHMS and addressed to the Admiral, marked personal.
But how are you going to get it back?
Simple. When we dock, who takes the post ashore?
Me. Dog's body, as usual.
Precisely. So I want that parcel back in my bunk within 5 minutes of you going down the gangplank. Now finish on and in flat.
Who is it? Wait a minute. I'm out.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to... Just a minute. Who are you? And what are you doing in Captain Purvey's office?
Ren Chasen, I am in Captain Purvey's office because it happens to be mine. I am me.
I like this story. Since when has Captain Purvey worn horn-rimmed spectacles?
You came in before I just happened to find them in a drawer. I was trying them on for a friend.
Must be a very old friend to need glasses that thick.
He's nothing of the sort. Now, what did you want to see me about?
Well, sir, first there's this report from the dockyard superintendent. More petty pilfering during the night.
Oh, not again. What's missing this time?
The same as every other night this week. The 120 feet of chain from in front of the officer's car park, and a number of metal receptacles various, to wit, 14 fire buckets, 10 coal buckets, 25 waste bins, 8 mess pails, 300 cooking dishes, a 4-gallon boiler, potatoes for the use of, with lid, and one other utensil, unspecified, without lid.
Good. Great. The thief must be setting up a hardware store. And now, before you go, is there anything else?
Yes, sir. A memorandum from Customs and Excise confirming that the cost of a new launch will be debited to his command through the usual channel.
Well, then you can navigate it through a few more usual channels and debit Southbridge. It was their bash, so it's their cash.
Oh, very good, sir. And talking about channels and Troutbridge, they're just sent through this urgent signal. Have reason to believe approaches to Portsmouth Harbour are now tilting up. Possible hazards of shipping
suggest dredging operation required immediately.
I gather you've seen it, sir.
Yes, I've seen dozens like it. Ever since they got back from France, those idiots have been showering them at me like confetti.
But isn't it dangerous? I mean, just supposing by some wild coincidence, they were right for once.
Well, strangely enough, that had occurred to me. Which is why I have asked Whitehall to send down one of their experts from the charts office. He should be here sometime today.
Chummy!
I beg your pardon.
I've got Chummy in the outer office, sir.
Really? Then I wish you wouldn't. What you do in your own time is one thing, but during working hours...
No, sir, that's his name, Professor Chummy. He was waiting here when I arrived.
Oh, wait. Now, where's that chart of Portsmouth Harbour? Here it is.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, now what?
That chart, sir.
It's all right, I have it here.
But, sir, it isn't the right one.
Nonsense, girl. Do you think I don't know Portsmouth Harbour when I see it?
Perhaps if you wore your glasses.
I do not need glasses. My eyesight is perfect.
Yes, sir. But I still say that if you work on that chart, you won't need a dredger for Portsmouth Harbour.
Well, I never supposed we would.
You'll need a bulldozer. And that is a map of Hackney Marshes. Even Sub-Lieutenant Phillips wouldn't mistake Hackney Marshes for Portsmouth Harbour.
Oh, I don't know.
Right, steady as you go, Chief.
Steady as we go, and I hope we keep going, it is, sir.
What do you mean, Chief, you hope we keep going?
Very dangerous water, see, sir. Full of shells and mud banks and sand banks, all lurking just beneath the murky surface of the treacherous plain, sir. Waiting to trap the unwary mariner into running aground and getting his ship stuck immovable.
Dangerous water, Chief, landing just outside Portsmouth Harbour.
Well, there you are, chap. There's Pompey. And Leslie has done it again.
It's happened! Hey, we've run aground! Quick, out of town, out of town.
Perfect.
Mandeville's flat! Mandeville's abandoned ship! She's breaking up now!
Yes, we!
Andro!
Perfect!
Don't come with me! Andro will be!
As we see,
sir, shut up! And stop engines! Stop engines and what the extra good of them to a ship on dry land it is.
What's all this nonsense about ship running aground?
It was the mud bank, sir. We was nearly on it. The ship gave a definite lurch, sir. Didn't you feel it in your vibrator calls, Mr. Murray, sir?
The only thing I felt was when you slammed us into reverse. I finished up flat against the bridge rail, and the voice pipe bracket nearly punctured me amidships.
Say, instead of getting a belt up the bracket, you got a bracket up your belt.
Not exactly. You must know I was facing the other way.
Oh, nasty.
Excuse me, sir, but if you're by way of being incapacitated, perhaps you'd like me to send a signal.
What signal?
To say the sea is silting up, sir, and the shoals are something shocking. Send something to ship them so that senior service ships and sailors can sail safely shoreward.
I'm glad you did. I haven't got my oilskins on.
Chief, every time we've approached Portsmouth Harbour recently, we've started to panic about going aground. Plenty of deaths under us.
Begging your pardon, but no, sir. And I've got a linesman standing by to prove it.
Kiddy, are you there?
Yeah, I am. And in case you're interested, I don't like sitting out there over the sea on this little tiny rail.
Yes, you perishing will do.
I don't, you know. The rail's only 2 inches wide, and I've got a 4-foot sitter.
Kiddy, will you belt up, you great blubbering fellow of ballast? Start taking sounding.
Come again?
Swing the leg.
Is that an order, Chief?
Yes, it is.
Well, I reckon you ought to come and do it. You're much better at swinging the leg than I am.
Get on with me.
Right, O.T., okay. Here you go. Blow the mark.
What does that mean?
That means 3 fathoms, sir. It means we're in 18 inches of water, sir, and shelving rapidly.
Chief, there are 6 feet in a fathom, not 6 inches.
Oh, that was before devaluation, sir. Right, Kitty, let's try again.
Here, Smith, and this time leave it to me. Kitty, take that sounding again, and this time make sure the leg hits bottom.
But rather not, with that leg hit the bottom, so will I take the titty. A bit of string's only 3 feet long.
Only 3 feet? That's ridiculous. I use a longer piece than that in my bar.
Mrs. Phillips, don't mean to tell me you measure your bath water with a piece of string.
No, I tie it on to my cake of soap in case I drop it.
Yes, of course. Pertwee, I think I'd like an explanation as to why you're so anxious to have dredging operations started in the approaches to Portsmouth Harbour.
Well, sir, if you must know, and I suppose you must, it is simply because of all that lovely loot, all that horrible mud what's been accumulating down there for years and years and years.
Mr. Phillips?
Not a clue, sir.
But I think we're going to get one any minute.
Yes, that sounds like the hooter on your Uncle Ebenezer's pub, Chief.
Does it really, sir? Well, what a coincidence. A permission to send a signal, sir?
Oh, very well.
What's
your job?
What's happened to you, grizzle-faced old goat?
What are you calling names, you navy blue nana?
Isn't family a wonderful thing?
Yes. Well, he looks like Nunkey and sounds like Nunkey, but what in the name of Heath Robinson has he done to his pad?
It looks as if he's driven it straight through a dustbin factory.
He's just had it refitted, sir.
What as? A junkyard?
No, a dredger.
Nunkey, you animated old ape! Did you get the contract? Yeah, no trouble at all. That there Captain Toffee nose up in your office got hold of the wrong chart. He was looking at Hackney Marshes instead of Portsmouth Harbour. He reckoned if we couldn't dredge it out, we could build a block of flats.
Have a great sake, get dredging. And don't forget, we go 50-50 on all you dig up.
Righto, keep well clear. Here goes.
I say, Chief, don't you think you ought to have Nunkey oiled?
He always is, sir.
Still, that contraption seems to work. Mr. Phillips, just hand me that list of articles pilfered from Portsmouth Dockyard during the past week.
Here you are, sir.
Thank you. Will you mind telling me what you can see on Nunkey's dredger belt as it goes round?
Certainly, sir.
Fire bucket. Fire bucket. Mess pail. Fire bucket. Dixie. Waste bin. Strange receptacle with handle and no lid.
I say, isn't it fun?
It's like watching Police Five. Don't forget the chain they're all attached to.
Yes, that looks like the chain they use in front of the officer's car park.
Yes, they're highly similar, I'm sure, sir, but one chain do look very like another, as any attendant will tell you, sir. Now, if you'll excuse me, gents, I...
Tell me, where are you going?
To ring full speed ahead, sir, and to get the hell out of here.
Oh, and, left hand down a bit.
Good.
Now perhaps we can finish our journey in peace.
Which piece, sir?
Bridge number one speaking.
Garbage to guard here, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein shut in. Just in case you missed it, you didn't.
Hey?
You've dropped another one. Well, in a manner of speaking, it's not another one. It's the same one as you dropped before. Only different, see?
No, I don't see.
Well, you will if you look over the side. It's the same customs officer, bobbing about in the same duty-free drink. Only he's got a brand new launch. At least it was brand new till you knocked him off it again.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's not what he said. Oh. Well, ta-da, don't forget to write. Just your signature will do on your recommendation for my promotion.
Mr. Murray said, do you think we could pick up that customs bloke and full speed ahead out of it?
Sir? Oh, that's why, Chief. I think he's been picked up already. Nunkey's dredger. He's hooked onto one of the buckets.
Here he is. Here, find all the smuggle. Oh, I mean the salvage. Nunkey, put him down. Drop it, boy. Throw him back. He's too small.
Dundee,
stop stopping.
I'll
bug
me dredger into reverse.
Look out. It's run amok. Everybody down.
He hasn't lost them. We've got them.
But at least one of them was full.
Yes, sir, it was. Ooh, no.
Bridge, what is it now, Goldstein?
Well, I was hoping you could tell me that. I mean, it's not part of the job, really, is it?
What is it?
Well, sitting here with a dirty great gas bin full of smelly mud on my lap.
Yes, well, you see...
And that's not all. It's got a dirty, great, smelly, muddy customs officer in it as well.
Oh, so that's where he went.
Yes. And he's got quite a few suggestions about where you lot are going to. So don't make any plans for your holidays, will you?
Excuse me, Captain Toby, sir. But the Admiral is back and wants to see you urgently in 5 minutes.
Yeah?
And the three wise monkeys are here, sir. Hear nothing, see nothing, and know nothing.
I can't wait. Rise, Brain Chase, and bring them in.
In you come, boys.
Well, now, which one of you is no nothing?
Oh, I answer.
I answer.
Me too.
I see. You're all speechless, are you? They may be, but I'm not.
Oh, who are you?
I think he's know-all, sir. Underneath that mud pack is the customs office.
Right, and I'll not leave it here until I've arrested somebody. Done deliberate it was, to prevent me apprehending a suspected person what was doing an authorised dredging for illicit smuggle dumped overboard within territorial waters, thereby contravening the laws laid down for the carrying out of by Her Majesty's Customs and Excise.
Or would you rather be a fish? He nearly was.
Quiet, all of you. Well... Well, what have you got to say to these charges? Married?
Ah.
Philip?
Oh.
Hurtley?
Well, it's a funny thing you should ask me that, sir. It just so happened that we was approaching Pompey Harbour, going about our lawful occasion. Oh, hey, by the chance, happened to notice a loaded junk of flirt on a boot. And as the junk happened to answer the exact description of the items what was stolen recently from this very dockyard, we turned back to pick them up and restore them to their rightful owners. And that was when this perishing customs clock ran right into the back of us, sir.
Ooh, do you mean to tell me that you, the Troutfish, have recovered all these stolen articles and are actually offering to return them?
Yes, sir.
How much?
No charge, sir. Well, it's merely doing one's duty.
I'm sorry, Mr. Customs Officer, but for once I've got to believe them.
Why?
Well, they've never returned stolen articles before, because they're always the ones who pinch them. So there's no charge to answer.
Hey, now hang on. I came here to arrest somebody, and arrest somebody I will.
Out of my way, woman. I'm the Admiral, and I'll see old Four Eyes any time I want to. Tell me, what's the meaning of this? It's not my birthday. Why have you sent me 4 bottles of brandy and a box of cigars?
Who's that, me, sir? I didn't say
that. Oh, don't talk wet, Povey. They came through the official post with your office stamp on. You must have sent them.
4 bottles of brandy, box of cigars. That's my smuggle. Trust you didn't post the wrong parcel. You might not get lost.
Shut your cake hole in the ranks. Admiral's chatting. Then perhaps you'd care to chat with me, sir. I've examined those bottles, and they've obviously come in duty-free. Well, good health. I'll enjoy them twice as much.
That you will not, sir. I am a customs officer, and I'm confiscating these goods and placing you under arrest for smuggling.
Oh, don't be a blasted fool. I didn't smuggle them. Bovey did.
I did.
Well, you must have done. They came from your office.
They didn't, and even if they did, I didn't, and it's all a mistake.
Bad show, sir. Bad show. Oh, but it's no good wriggling. Be sure your sins will find you out.
It's him. I don't know how it is, but it's him. He's behind it. He always is.
Now then, sir, it's no good trying to shift the blame onto innocent parties. I must ask you and the Admiral to accompany me to my office, where you will assist me with further inquiries.
Oh, sorry, Lord, drop the two officers. Take him away, I say. Lock them up. We don't want the good name of the service to smirch by another burial. Put your anchor. You lad, they look desperate to me.
Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee have been dredging their way through the Navy Lodge, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief ferry officer, Captain Toby was saved by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chayton, Nunkey was Kenyon Evans, the customs officer was Michael Bates, Abel Stephen Simpson was Nigel Graham, and Abel Stephen Tilly was saved by Laurie Wyman. And the show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnson.
Leslie Phillips is now appearing in The Man Most Likely To at the Vaudeville Theatre, and John Pertwee in O'Clarence at the Lyric Theatre, London.